Blog Talk Radio.
God bless this mess, this test we pass. Yeah. God bless.
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another evening of To Liberate. You know, I'm sorry that we're on a little late this evening. As you know, tonight was the Miami Heat versus the Oklahoma Thunder playoffs, and I just could not get away. And let's just congratulate Miami Heat and LeBron James and Dwayne Wade and give them a shout-out for a job well done, okay? Now, let's just get to the real stuff. You know, as you noticed, the title of this program, wow, are we really talking about gay rights or pedophilia here? And the reason why I got to kind of expedite this, because I know I don't have a lot of time, but I'm very, very disturbed. I'm very disturbed, one, by the Jerry Sandusky trial. Very, 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 this is very important. And I know people are not connecting the dots, and this is what we have a problem with in this country, not just in general, and specifically African people. We don't connect the dots at all, because we are Frankenstein monsters, and it's very difficult for us to believe that our oppressors and the people that we look up to, the people who are lawmakers, are actually lawbreakers. And it's really difficult for us to understand that we are following beasts. And until we stop and recognize that we are following beasts, that our lives are only going to be beastly. And just as beastly because of what we're following. When you look at this whole situation with Sandusky, you look at the situation with gay rights. So, and we're going to use this as a big category, because if you notice that if there's a lot of stuff that's off shooting off of the gay rights. Personally, I could care less about what adults do in their private setting. It's really not my concern. And there's much more pressing issues that are going on. But what I will say unequivocally and unhypocritically is I have a problem when I have grown folks who are molesting and having sex with children. There's no way around it. Whether you are call yourself a straight man and you like to have sex with little girls that are 5 and 6, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, you messed up. And if you're a grown man and you like to have sex with little boys that are 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, you messed up. If you are a woman and you like to have sex with little boys who are 12, 13, 14, 11, there's a problem. And there's a group out, NAMBLA, National Association for Man-Boy Love Association. I mean, what madness are we now partaking in and actually having to listen to and deal with living here with this beast? I mean, there is actually a group, and this group wants to challenge the laws that makes it okay for young people under a consenting age, well, a minor, to give consent to have sex with a man, because they feel that there is nothing wrong with this man love that they have for these children. Now, I know that a lot of y'all think this is, not serious, or this is just something that, it's something that could be, fleeting or, a flighting situation, but I'm here to tell you this is some real deep, dirty, dark type of stuff, okay? And I'm also here to tell you that it reeks of the same madness. We did this program before about Boys Town. See, Pennsylvania is just an extension of that. There are some diabolical people on the planet, and they are in high offices. There is wickedness in high places. That's the best way I can say it. There is wickedness in high places, and whether it's having sex with children or whether it's using human beings for sacrifices, this is all a part of the madness. Nobody wants to believe that. Nobody wants to believe it because it's so crazy that your mind can't fathom. But the reason why your mind can't fathom it is because your mind can't think like a devil. Your mind cannot think like a beast unless you are one. Now, anybody that will start an organization called NAMBLA, it's just the whole concept, NAMBLA, National Alliance of Members of a National Alliance Man Boy Love Association. What the hell is this? Now, I want you to understand that. To explain man boy love today, one must first explain what it is not. It is not what you view on television or read the newspaper. It is not what you hear on Oprah or Geraldo, nor is it the propaganda put out by police and politicians. It's the love of a man for a boy and of a boy for a man. Enjoyable, consensual, and beautiful. Love, the love that dare not speak its name. The love that dare not speak its name in the century is such a great affection of an older elder for a younger man as there was between David and Jonathan, such as Plato made the very basis of his philosophy, and such as you may find in the sonnets of Michelangelo and Shakespeare. It is that deep spiritual affection that is as pure as it is perfect. It dictates and pervades great works of art like those of Shakespeare and Michelangelo, and those two letters of mine, such as they are. It is in this century misunderstood, so much misunderstood, that it may be described as the love that dare not speak its name. And on, I'm reading this from, by the way, the NAMBLA organization's website, which is NAMBLA.org. It says, love that doesn't, the love that dares not speak its name, and on the account of it, I am placed where I am now. It is beautiful. It is fine. It is the noblest form of affection, and there is nothing unnatural about it. It is intellectual. It is repeatedly, and it is repeatedly exists between an elder and a younger man. When the elder man has intellect, and when the younger man has all the joy, hope, and glamour of life before him, that it should be so. The world does not understand. The world mocks it and sometimes puts one in the pillory for it. Now, they go on and tell you who their organization is. And I know I don't have a lot of time, but this is what I'm trying to tell you. And let's start with these Christians. Y'all like this kind of stuff. Yes, I said it. You like it. Because anytime you following something that has, and for you women Christian, that has actually removed you out of God's place and replaced you with a Holy Spirit, your mind right away should have knew something was wrong with this picture. You see, the reason why you have a Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost as opposed to the Father, Son, and a woman, which is actually the entities that create the baby, the Ankh, the symbol of life, that is what it is. That's from your African roots. But these perverts have broken it off just like they broke that Ankh off and made it the cross, okay? They eased the woman out of creation and put a Holy Ghost there, and that's why the Greeks, who had no concept of any God in the first place, you look at all their artwork, and that's why you see all those pictures of males and penises and little boys and statues of nakedness, because they're freaks. and they really, really, really have an exploitation of their sexual desires. So when you start talking about the European and how the mind works, you have to just call it like it is. We're talking about a beast. We are talking about a group of devils who have made evil fair seeming, and they got you participating in it. Now I need for my righteous and clear, free, independent thinking people to understand what is going on with us, what is going on the planet, and what time it is. We cannot continuously turn our heads, our necks, and our backs away from places like Boys Town, NAMBLA. We have to get a grip on what this gay rights phenomenon is really supposed to represent. Because I really don't think that anything that you do in the privacy of your own home has to be discussed, nor does it have to be okayed. Look, because it's your right, okay? So just leave it at that. I don't think black people should be out here marching for freedom because God gave it to you. And anytime you begging somebody for a right that God has already given you, you already put yourself behind the eight ball already. You already messed up and you already don't know your power as a spiritual being on the planet because you still asking other people for something that God gave you birthright to. Now, when we start dealing with people that are trying to force evilness down your throat and make it fair seem, and then you have every right by any means necessary to destroy, to obliterate, and to actually massacre anything that is having you destroy trying to convince you to destroy yourself and to destroy children. Because anytime you're talking about pedophilia and having sex with children, that's basically what you're doing. You're killing them. You're killing them before they even had a chance to live. I noticed that Jada Pinkett, Ernie Johnson from TNT, a sports station out of Atlanta, Georgia, who is a actual homeboy of ours from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. His wife and himself does a lot of good work in terms of putting their money in advocating for people to become aware of this child trafficking and horrorization of our children. I've also seen that Jada Pinkett Smith has jumped on board, and she has an organization that is really dedicated to stopping and bringing awareness to the abduction, the trafficking, and the prostitution of children. You know, in other countries where prostitution pretty much for children is legal, you'd be surprised how many Americans, grown-ass men that you see going over there so they can have sex and rape these children. The number is mind-boggling. The stuff they can't do at home, they can't wait to go on vacation. Leave their wives at home, leave their significant others, and go and engage in hedonistic behaviors and, you know, end up in situations where they're just a cesspool full of filthy men that like to have sex with little boys. They not only have a lot of political power, a lot of them are politicians or have heavy influence on politicians. That's how deep this madness goes. A lot of those politicians order those children up to their rooms, after their big parties and big black tie events to get their freak on. And at the end of the day, that's how they culminate and cap off a beautiful, wonderful night by bringing in the boys, bringing in the babies. if you get a chance, you need to look and do some research on your own. Don't take my word for it. Go back and bring up Georgetown. I'm sorry, Boys Town. And all the scandal and all the madness that went on up at Boys Town, all the rape, all the molestation of young men, how those men, young men were passed around to politicians, how they were passed around all throughout the town, because, as you know, Boys Town is operating like a sovereign state, just like the Vatican or Washington, D.C., or London, for that matter. So it had its own, it's got its own set of rules, its own set of, you know, just its own everything. And if you have the time and the patience, what I would suggest for you to do is to get serious about our liberation, get serious about what you're seeing that's happening in this country. Get serious about what you see and what these people are trying to do to us on a large scale. All of us, but specifically black people, because we're going to be the first one expendable, because at this point we're nothing but dead weight. At this point, we were brought over here to work, and there's no more work, so we're only good for spare parts. So we need to realize that. Get off this dumb stuff. Get aware. Get up out of this brutal programming that has been laid down on us. And you may say, well, how are we going to get out this brutal programming? I don't know. But I know it's going to take some self-responsibility, and I know it's not going to come from anybody but ourselves. How will the deliverer come? The deliverer is going to come from us. And in the meantime, in between time, I want you to start looking, paying attention to this Sandusky trial. Pay attention to what they're saying about these gay rights, because what's happening is you got Rahm Emanuel, who Barack Obama appointed head czar over all the schools. And he has a great relationship with these people and some of the members of this NAMBLA association. And so you notice how he's pushing for all this tolerance in the school. I have a very, very, very strong problem with the way this country is trying to lead us, where it's trying to take our babies, where it's trying to take the power out of our hands with our children and then give the power to them, who hasn't shown us all through time that they don't know how to do nothing but rape, rob, lie, deceit, murder, steal and kill and rob, and they have been set out as the example or the rule makers and for all of society to follow, the demons. Well, I suggest if you don't want to go to hell in a handbasket, whatever he say do, you better think about what do your heart say do. And whatever your heart tells you is probably the one that's right, unless your heart has been corrupted by this demon as well. I know I don't have a lot of time tonight, and I'm glad that I had a chance to speak just a few minutes. We're going to come back and address this a little bit later on in the week. But for now, have a good night. And again, congratulations to the Miami Heat for taking out my OKC. Y'all have a great night. Watch the pedophiles. Hug your children. Love your babies. Be attentive to them. And remember, whenever they're telling you something, listen to the babies. Thank y'all. Have a good night.